What I want to show you with this story is that there's a few ways of doing this. There's a few ways of incorporating something that you really enjoy doing, like your craft, like lettering, for instance, into your life. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of our series where I share insights into the tactics and mindsets that played a very important role in my journey as a lettering artist. My name is Martina Flor. I'm your host. And before we dive into today's topic of, you know, turning passion into profit, of sharing with you the things that helped me throughout the process of leaving a job that I didn't like and I didn't feel I was creative enough, and, you know, turning my passion for lettering and illustration into my livelihood. So before we dive into today's episode, which is part of a bigger series of episodes that I would be delivering throughout the next couple of weeks, I have prepared something special for you. If you're looking for a resource where all of the things are put together, all of these tactics and pieces of advice are in one place, then go ahead and check out my diary for aspiring lettering artists at martinaflor.com/diary. You can download this as a PDF. It's a free resource, and you can have all of the things that I will be sharing throughout these episodes in one place. It's a beautiful resource, by the way, that I designed myself with my own hands, and I think you will love it. It also contains some prompts that help you journal different mindsets and tactics that I share in that PDF and that I will be sharing throughout these episodes. In this resource, it gives you the space for you to think about them and to see how you can implement them in your own life. So I think it's a very valuable resource. As I said, you can go and download it on martinaflor.com/diary. Now, let's get into today's episode. Over the years, I've explored a myriad of ways of monetizing my skills and monetizing my expertise in lettering. In episode 129, I shared some of the strategies. So if you're wondering how to monetize your skills, go and check it out. It's episode 129. And today, because it's Women's Day, and I am especially inspired by women that are, you know, making their way into the industry and achieving their dreams, their creative dreams. Now, today I want to feature some of them, and I want to share with you the story of three incredible women that I have had the chance to meet who turned their passion for lettering into a profitable venture. So one of them is Francesca's story. Francesca is an in-house designer. She's an in-house graphic designer from Italy who fell in love with lettering. I met Francesca in one of my in-person trainings, and she told me that she started exploring lettering and learning, and she was gradually improving her skills. So Francesca started making little small baby steps towards improving her skills and getting more confident about her work. And she took an initial step of setting up an Etsy shop. So she created this, she used this marketplace, which is called Etsy, which is already existing and is already, you know, has already an audience in itself. And she used Etsy as an easy, affordable way to try her products with minimal risk. So she started creating these products. She designs these beautiful badges and pins with her lettering work. So as she gained confidence, she moved on to establishing her own shop. And by establishing her own shop, she turned her lettering skills into a side hustle that now she runs alongside her day job. And I love Francesca's story because she was very conscious around what she wanted to do with her lettering skills. She was making these very small steps that started showing her possibilities or the possibilities that she had with her skills. And she didn't want to feel any stress or experience any stress around monetizing her skills. So she kept her day job and she used an already existing platform like Etsy to establish her online shop. I always recommend starting there, starting on a platform that is already existing, that you don't have so much hassle around setting up a shop and designing the website. And plus, you can benefit from the already existing audience that this shop has so that you can see some traffic onto your website without the need of driving traffic to your website. So as Francesca did, she used Etsy, but there's a myriad of different platforms that you can use to establish your online shop. Nowadays, there's even on-demand shops, which also handle the shipping and they handle the production. So you don't have to have that upfront investment when setting up your online shop. And I think an online shop is such a great way of building a side hustle, doing what you love. And it's a great way of generating extra income while keeping your day job. And if that takes off and you see some interest in what you're creating, then you can move on to creating your own online shop or setting up your own platform like Francesca did. Then there's Vanessa's story. So I met Vanessa in 2018 when she attended one of my lettering seminars in Berlin. At that time, we were offering the lettering seminar, which is my signature program, as an in-person workshop. And she was part of that small group of people who were able to attend the seminar on 2018. And back then, she was a French brand designer working in London. And I remember that when she came, she was very intrigued by lettering. She had been doing lettering on the side. And Vanessa had the opportunity to dive into the craft with me. And of course, she learned techniques that facilitated her work. And I remember specifically that she enjoyed or she found joy in digitizing her drawings, which is something that she used to struggle with. And now after that experience it became the best part of the process for her. But what I want to mention about Vanessa is that through learning the craft and diving deeper into techniques that facilitated her work and allow her to create better work and faster and easier, Vanessa really started gaining confidence and she started doing more lettering because all the kind of like the struggle swiped away by these new techniques that she learned. And Vanessa gained confidence and expanded her offering as a branding expert by incorporating custom logotype services into her services. So after that experience, so that was back in 2018, so a few years back. But after that experience or the moment where I met Vanessa, at some point she decided to go freelance and she continued her, let's say, she used her expertise in branding to establish her freelance business. But now she was adding a new service, which was the custom logotype design. And her expertise in lettering allowed her to provide that additional service that at the same time brought her happiness and fulfillment. So she felt that she was doing something she was expert at while doing something she really loved. So by incorporating lettering in her branding work, she expanded her portfolio and she added an expertise, which was very valuable for her clients. At the same time, she started enjoying her work a lot more and finding joy in her work a lot more because she was doing lettering as part of her work. And at the same time, she had this new expertise that really sets her apart from other branding designers. So this new expertise of lettering as a branding designer is the thing that made her stand out in the crowd of branding designers. So this goes to say that I love Vanessa's story because she was using a new craft, a new skill as an enhancement of her daily work, but also an enhancement of her profile as a professional. So I've seen that happening with many aspiring lettering artists that are perhaps working in the design world, are perhaps animators, or they do branding, and they add this new service, this new expertise to what they are already doing, which in a way elevates their daily work because they are doing something they really enjoy and it's really fun on top of the things that they were doing before. And at the same time, in the, you know, from this perspective of their clients, they are seen as a as an expert, and they have this very valuable expertise that really sets their profile apart from other freelancers or other service providers out there. Hey, before we dive back into our discussion, I have something incredibly exciting to share with you. Ever dreamt of expanding your skills, learning an expertise like lettering, and discovering the secrets of the trade, and perhaps even turning your passion into a thriving career? Well, now is your chance. I'm thrilled to invite you to my upcoming free workshop, The Secrets to Success in Lettering Design, starting in April 1st. Now, this comprehensive week-long training is not just your average workshop. It's the largest lettering design workshop in the world. And yes, you have heard it right. It's completely free. Over the course of a week, I will be pulling back the curtain and sharing all the insider knowledge I've gathered over my 30 years or plus 13 years as a lettering artist. From diving into the lettering revolution to empowering you with valuable tips and tricks to master the art of hand lettering, this masterclass is packed with insights that can transform your career and, let me say, life. But that's not all. We will also unlock strategies to monetize your skills, whether you're looking to build a fulfilling career or a side hustle doing what you love. This is for you. So you can sign up on martinaflor.com/masterclass. Again, martinaflor.com/masterclass. Now, here's the catch. I won't be hosting another workshop like this for a year. So if you're serious about diving into the world of lettering design, you absolutely need to be there on April 1st. All sessions are live with a Q&A with me, plus some fun and exciting giveaways. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on this. Now, what are you waiting for? Head over to martinaflor.com/masterclass and secure a spot in Secrets to Success in Lettering Design. This is your no-risk opportunity to explore what your life could look like this time next year. Join us on martinaflor.com/masterclass. I will see you there. And the third story I wanted to tell you about is Alana's story. When I met her, she was an aspiring freelance lettering artist. She was working at a job as a graphic designer, and she joined my coaching program. She was looking for guidance to go freelance. And when she came in, she wanted to launch her freelance business. She wanted to stop working as an in-house designer, and she wanted to start working as a freelance lettering artist. So she had a clear goal in mind, but she didn't know how to figure out all the details or the aspects of building a freelance business. And when she started building her freelance business, we focus on essential aspects such as portfolio development, personal branding. She also set up her business foundations and her financial structure. Even when it was just her in the business, she set up kind of like a financial structure so that she could keep track of the income and expenses. So after setting up this strong foundation, Alana started reaching out to potential clients, and she was using strategies and client onboarding process that we discussed together and that I personally use in my career as a lettering artist. And within 3 months, and I want to mention something before I continue telling the story of Alana. I want to say that I really resonate with Alana's story, because when I moved to Berlin, I decided to make a strong pivot in my career. I said, okay, I'm gonna stop doing what I was doing, and I'm gonna start, you know, I'm gonna launch my career as a lettering artist. And Alana took, as I did, a very big step, which was like, I'm gonna leave my day job, and I'm gonna go full power into this new stage of my life. And I want to say that this is not necessarily the strategy that will suit everybody. Now, depending on your personality and who you are or where you're coming from and what your current context is, whether you have family or not, you would decide on a different strategy. Perhaps your strategy is to start a side hustle and build from there, or your strategy is to always keep your day job and have lettering as something that you do from time to time, or your strategy would be to continue offering the services that you have plus adding a service like lettering to your services. What I want to show you with this story is that there's a few ways of doing this. There's a few ways of incorporating something that you really enjoy doing, like your craft, like lettering, for instance, into your life. And some of them are more radical than others. So in the case of Alana, she took a radical approach like I did back then. And within 3 months, because she needed to generate income with her lettering business. So within 3 months of her new business setup, the branding, the portfolio, Alana, through this client outreach strategies, she secured a few high paying gigs. I remember that she secured a social media campaign for $3,000 at that time. And I have to say that her consistent efforts of making this, you know, she really wanted to make this happen. And she was also showing herself on social media. She was sending out a newsletter. And through that, she caught the attention of Adobe. And that led to an invitation to participate in their live stream for 2 days. And that was such a great journey to witness, because I saw Alana coming in with a great determination of launching her freelance business. At the same time, still didn't have the tools to make it happen. But the fact that she invested herself into making it happen, she started showing herself and putting herself out there, it allowed her to make progress really fast. Now, I'm not saying that this happens to everybody and at the same pace for everybody. Your journey is different from Alana's, and Alana's journey is different from Francesca, for instance, and Vanessa. But what I mean is that when you put your mind into something and you really laser focus on one thing, it's very likely that things will happen for you. And since then, I've seen Alana, you know, showing up for Adobe's live stream a couple of times, also showing up and sharing content on social media. And through putting herself out there, Alana has been attracting more clients and assignments. Now, I'm telling you these stories because turning your passion into profit is really a tangible and achievable reality. And you have seen throughout these inspiring stories from Francesca, Vanessa, and Alana that there's a myriad of ways to make it happen. Some, like Francesca, start on the side while keeping their day job. Others, like Vanessa, they incorporate their expertise into their existing branding or design business. For some, it may mean a higher salary. So for some aspiring lettering artists, they will incorporate this skill, and they will, because they have this expertise, they will be more valued in their job, and therefore that will mean a higher salary for them. And then there are those who, like Alana, go all in, they pivot, and they build a career as a lettering artist in lettering design. The key here is finding the path that really aligns with your goals and aspirations, and also with your context and your life and how you want to go about how you like to go about your goals. Now, I want you to take a minute to think how this applies to yourself. I want you to think, how can you visualize turning your passion or a craft that you're very passionate about, like lettering or illustration, into diverse income streams? How can you start making that first step, that minimal step towards monetizing what you already know or do? Think about how you can extrapolate the experiences of Alana and Vanessa and Francesca that I have shared with you today onto your own life. And now remember, if you want to compile all of these tactics and advice in one place, and you want to also, on top of that, have the space and the prompts to journal your own path, check out my diary for aspiring lettering artists at martinaflor.com www.mindfulnessmedicine.com/diary. I think you will appreciate it. I am really happy about this new resource, which I have designed myself with my hands. And I think it's going to be super useful in terms of helping you journal and plan your own path. So thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Women's Day. And see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.